The Australian Open Men's Doubles Champion, Jason Kubler, on the phone. Jace, I think we might as well start with this. Can't stop the feeling of being an Aussie Open champion after everything you've been through. Congratulations. Just a bit of JT to celebrate for a moment.
No, thank you. Thank you. Pretty surreal right now, to be honest.
What have you been up to since match point last night?
Well, the adrenaline was still going after the match. You know, the problems with those late finishes is that all the adrenaline's still pumping, so you're not wanting to go to sleep. So I didn't get to bed till about 5. But lots of celebrating with my team and Rinky's team after that, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, we're getting conflicting stories. I had a chat to Josh Eagle earlier today. He said he ran into Rinky, who said, "Oh no, we didn't go too hard because he's off to Tasmania." I think he said.
No, Rinky, he's got another tournament that starts in a couple of days where I've got a couple of weeks off now, so I could probably enjoy it a little bit more than he did.
Okay, so how many hours sleep have you had?
No, I was actually all right. I didn't have my flight's a bit later today, so I think I went to bed 5:30, and then I was able to wake up at 10:30, 11-ish. So it wasn't too bad.
Your story is pretty well known for those that aren't aware. Jason's had a terrible run with particularly knee injuries through his career. It's starting to get fit. Made the fourth round at Wimbledon in the singles last year. So we're starting to see some of your best tennis, Jace. For you to achieve a Grand Slam doubles title at your home slam on Rod Laver Arena last night, well, when you reflect on it in the short time that you've had to reflect on it, what comes to mind?
I think the honest thing, I actually really need probably more time. It hasn't really sunk in yet what me and Rinky did last night, but yeah, like you said, you know, the sort of middle part of last year, I had that great run at Wimbledon, and then, you know, if anyone would have told me this is how my Australian Open would have gone, like I wouldn't have believed it for a second. And even the summer in general, you know, I was able to play the United Cup and win a couple matches there as well, so honestly I couldn't have wished any more from this summer. It's been so great to play in front of all the fans and feel all their energy while I'm out there.
Well, not only have you won a trophy, but I'd imagine, Jason, after everything you've been through, when you get to the end of 2 weeks of hard tennis, a summer of hard tennis, and you get out of bed in the morning and the body's not screaming at you, is it almost just as enjoyable as the result?
Yeah, no, it's pretty nice knowing I've got a few days off now. Like I said before, Rinky's not in the same situation. He's got another tournament straight away, but I can really, you know, sit back and enjoy and reflect. And I think I'm actually going to maybe watch that final maybe tonight or tomorrow night, just to sort of, you know, really let it sink in what we did. Like, it's pretty crazy for me to have such a great success on the doubles court. You know, I don't play too much of it. So, yeah, no, it's unreal right now.
And for those that aren't aware, can you tell us about the first conversation that you had with Rinky about, what do you reckon? Should we play some doubles together? When did the partnership spawn?
Well, Rinky, yeah, the truth is Rinky has asked me a couple of times before this, but, you know, I always sort of said to him, I was like, "Hey, look, I don't really play doubles. I probably won't do it." And then, so I think maybe, you know, a month ago, Rinky reached out and said, "Look, do you want to play doubles?" And, you know, I'm actually getting coached by someone who coached Rinky for a lot of his sort of teenage years. So I said, man, that it'll be, you know, worst case, it's going to be a lot of fun. We get along very well. Our teams are very close. So, you know, that was always, you know, at worst, it was always going to be fun. But then for the ride we've had the last 2 weeks, like, you know, we both definitely didn't expect this. But at the same time, you know, we were just going out there and enjoying it and swinging and hitting as hard as we can. So, yeah, no, thank God that Rinky asked me, because I probably would have been a last minute trying to find someone. But, yeah, thank God he did that.
Jason Kubler's with us, and those that sort of don't understand tennis, unless you're one of the top line doubles combinations and you travel playing together, it's, you know, we ask the question, well, where to here for the combo, but it sometimes can be a bit of lightning in a bottle, these things. So where do you see it going from here, this combo?
Yeah, well, the good thing is now we can actually, as funny as it sounds, me and Ricky can have like a double schedule now. I think we can get into all the tournaments, you know, if we sign in together, if we enter together. So it's actually kind of cool knowing that, you know, we've got the French Open coming up where we can play together, Wimbledon, US Open. If everything works out, we might even get to the end of year final. So It's pretty crazy. All, you know, also, just like last year at the Australian Open, you know, Nick and Thanasi were able to win it. Hopefully, like, we can do something similar to what they did. You know, they played a little bit. They won a few tournaments throughout the year. And then also, you know, with Max Purcell and Matt Ebden also making the final last year. So we're just happy to be a part of, you know, this Australian, you know, doubles culture starting to grow again.
And did you get some family and friends down to watch you last night?
Yeah. So it wasn't as crazy as Rinky bringing his girlfriend and his sister from America, but you know, I had my brother, I had his girlfriend, I had my sister's boyfriend down, I had my girlfriend down, so there were lots of people there. We were actually able to fill out the box and give out all our tickets, which is, you know, we're not able to do that very often. So, and we had lots of people, and then, you know, a lot of people came back to our place after that, and we just, you know, really tried to enjoy the moment and let it sink in.
And obviously your singles career is starting to get to a place where you're finally showing some of your best stuff. What does your schedule look like now? Heading back to Brizzy, are you?
Yeah, so back to Brisbane this afternoon. I get a couple weeks there, training, you know, rest, and then a bit of training, and then I'll head over to the Middle East. So there's a couple ATP tournaments. You know, I'm lucky now with my singles being, you know, I think I'm in the high 70s. That I'm able to play sort of the same schedule with singles and doubles now. You know, I was a bit worried after, I think, maybe the third round or the quarter. I think my doubles ranking went higher than my singles, and I went on. I don't know if I can handle that, because I've never seen myself as a doubles player. But fortunately, yeah, the singles has been going well, so I'm able to you know, properly plan, you know, my singles first, and then I'm able to enter the doubles there as well.
And I'm sure you've seen the sidelight of this. Australian doubles combos have had great nicknames. Yours is impossible, you two. Do we just give up? I mean, have you got a nickname, or do we just give up?
I thought we were going to give up for a while, honestly, because they kept, you know, obviously the Australian probably, they came up with ones, and I just feel like we didn't have that one where, you know, when someone says it, they go, yep, that's the one. I think we sort of, you know, semi-tainted a little bit and went with the Team Kinky. We were like, man, that has a little bit of a ring to it, and it's kind of funny. And that one
Team Kinky?
Work. Yeah, Team Kinky. Yeah, that's what we were kind of going with. But then every interview we were doing, there was like the Ice Brothers, and then there was like Just Right. And then honestly, me and Ricky, we just said if the public run with one, we'll happily just take it. But I was thinking more the Team Kinky, just because it, you know, it's a bit funny. Yeah. You know, we don't take it too seriously, so that's always good.
Well, I mean, it's your brand. You own it. Well done, Jace. And well done, Team Kinky, on winning the Australian Open men's doubles title last night. Thanks for taking our call. Enjoy a couple of weeks off. And you've opened some amazing doors, as you say, for the doubles. Hope your singles continues to improve as well. And I'm glad that you got to celebrate while your teammate had to go to bed early last night.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for having me. Thanks so much.